Now is the time to worship. Come. Now is the time to give your heart. Come. Just as you are to worship. Come. Just as you are before. One day every tongue will confess you are God. One day every knee will bow. Still the greatest treasure remains for those who gladly choose you now. One day every tongue will confess you are God. One day every knee will bow. Still the greatest treasure remains. Time to worship. Come. Now is the time to give your heart. Come. Just as you are to worship. Come. Just as you are God. One day every knee will bow. Still the greatest treasure remains for those who gladly choose you now. Willingly we choose to surrender our lives. Willingly our knees will bow. With all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, we gladly choose. Time to worship. Come. Now is the time to give your heart. Come. Just as you are to worship. Come. Just as you are before your God. Come.
Welcome, everybody. You may have a seat. We'll have our announcements.
Good morning, everybody. Nice to see you all here again. When it's cold outside. If you'd like to give today, there's an offering box in the back. If you can put your tithes in. Another way to give is through e-transfers with the Morinville Church's the church's email address, morinvillealliance@shaw.ca. Our children's nursery, infant to 3 years old, and our Sunday school, ages 4 to grade 5, will be dismissed after the singing time this morning. Many of our home groups have started, and you can find the information about them on the church's webpage. Last Sunday, at our church annual meeting, Wayne Curry, Carl Brinsma, Don Green were elected as elders, and they will serve with Tony Williamson, Ernie Verbeek, and Pastor Lewis as the elders board for 2025. Thank you for all who participated in last week's soup and pie, and those who were among us at the meeting, the annual meeting. Some people have inquired about water baptism, and so we're planning to have a class soon. If this is something that you are interested or want to learn about, contact the church office or Pastor Lewis. And if you would like prayer today, there will be people at the back corner to pray with you. Thanks.
All right, let's stand together and continue singing. Might need your claps on this one. So if you got two hands, you have all the equipment. Actually, if you have one hand, you could just slap your leg.
I'll praise in the valley, praise on the mountain. I'll praise when I'm sure, praise when I'm doubting. I'll praise when outnumbered, praise when surrounded. 'Cause praise is the water my enemies drown in. As long as I'm breathing, I've got a reason to praise the Lord, oh my soul. Praise when I don't. I'll praise 'cause I know you're still in control. My praise is a weapon, it's more than a sound. My praise is the shout that brings Jericho down. As I'm breathing, I've got a reason to praise the Lord, oh my soul. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, I won't be quiet, my God is alive. How could I keep it inside? Praise 'cause you're sovereign, praise 'cause you reign, praise 'cause you rose and defeated the grave. I'll praise 'cause you're faithful and praise 'cause you're true. I'll praise 'cause there's nobody greater than you. I'll praise 'cause you're sovereign, praise 'cause you reign, praise 'cause you rose and defeated the grave. I'll praise 'cause you're faithful, praise 'cause you're true. Praise 'cause there's nobody greater than you, so praise the Lord, oh my soul. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. We're gonna praise the Lord, oh my soul. I won't be quiet, my God is alive. How could I keep it inside? No, I won't be quiet, my God is alive. How could I keep it inside? I'm gonna praise the Lord, oh my soul. Thank you.
we turn our eyes to you. Yes, Lord, we acknowledge that we we need you, and that turning our eyes to you is the best way to navigate the day. So help us to do that, Lord. We know it's by your Spirit that we can even focus on who you are and your presence with us. So we ask you in your name, Jesus, to do your work in us and to help us see you. Thank you for this place and this morning, and the opportunity to proclaim your name out loud. Let us never take that for granted. Amen. Go ahead and greet each other, and kids, you are dismissed to Sunday school. Ark. And we can go sit.
Good morning, everyone. So this morning we'll be using Psalm 145 to guide our time of common prayer. If you're new, what we're doing is we're praying the word of God back to God, because sometimes we don't have the words. And the second reason is that we want to be shaped. Our prayer life, everything that we are, our entire being should be shaped and formed by the words of Scripture. And so as we do this, there is a transformative effect taking place in us. And so whether or not you pray along with me, just allow the words to wash over you and to be immersed in the Scripture this morning. In the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Psalm 145. In the first three verses, the psalmist directs us to adoration, emphasizing the necessity of praising the Lord every day and the close connection of praise with the divine name. The psalmist assures us of the intimate relationship we as the people of God have with the Lord of all creation by utilizing the first person, declaring my God and my King. I will extol you, my God and my King, and bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable. Mournville Alliance, we are part of the people of God, characterized by dependency and calling on the divine name. This name has been enfleshed in Christ Jesus, who displayed the greatness of our God upon the cross. And finally, in overcoming death through resurrection, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. In verses 4-9, the psalmist subtly instructs us in confession and repentance by forcing us to contemplate the Lord's works and mighty acts through history. One generation shall laud your works to one another and shall declare your mighty acts. On the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works I will meditate. The might of your awesome deeds shall be proclaimed, and I will declare your greatness. They shall celebrate the fame of your abundant goodness and shall sing aloud of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. The Lord is good to all, and his compassion is over all that he has made. Lord our God, your mighty acts reach their crescendo in the kenotic, self-humbling deed of your Son Jesus, who in obedience to you was crucified to free us from the bondage of sin and death, emerging victorious over death through bodily resurrection on the third day. Trusting in the grace, mercy, and steadfast love of the Lord as witnessed in Christ Jesus, confess your sins to Almighty God in the quiet of your heart. Verses 10 through 13 compel us to give thanks. The psalmist proclaims that all creation shall give thanks to its creator, and more particularly that we, the people of God, shall bless his holy name and speak of the glory of his kingdom, which shall have no end. All your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord. All your faithful shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and tell of your power, to make known to all people your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we, your unworthy servants, give you thanks for all the goodness and loving kindness to us and to all whom you have made. We bless you for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life, but above all for your immeasurable love in the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. And we pray, give us such an awareness of your mercies that with truly thankful hearts we may show forth your praise, not only with our lips but in our lives, by giving up ourselves to your service and by walking for you, before you in holiness and righteousness all our days. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. In verses 14 to 21, the psalmist reveals our frailty and dependence on the Lord our God. Built into these eight verses is the supplication of the whole of creation. What is truly and only required, the thing most needed for the fullness of life, is nothing less than the divine presence that God's Spirit makes manifest to us. The Lord upholds all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, O Lord, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand, satisfying the desire of every living thing. The Lord is just in all his ways and kind in all his doings. The Lord is near to all who call on him, and to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desires of all who fear him. He also hears their cry and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak the praise of the Lord, and all flesh will bless his holy name forever. Lord, we lift up Lou, Judith, Matthew and Trina, Diane, David, Corrine and Kevin, Corrine and Isaac. We pray for your mercy, grace, and peace in the lives of all the people that make up Mournville Alliance and the surrounding community. And now, as a community of Jesus followers growing in the virtues of faith, hope, and love, let us pray as our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you all. We will now have this morning's scripture reading.
Good morning, everyone. This is kind of a favorite passage of mine. I'd like to read for you from the Word of God, Matthew 7, 7 through 14. Keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, everyone who seeks finds, and to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. You parents, if your children ask for a loaf of bread, do you give them a stone instead? Or if they ask for a fish, do you give them a snake? Of course not. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him? Do to others whatever you would like them to do to you. This is the essence of all that is taught in the Law and the Prophets. You can enter God's kingdom only through the narrow gate. The highway to hell is broad, and its gate is wide open for many who choose that way. But the gateway to life is very narrow and the road is difficult, and only a few ever find it.
Sons and daughters, we'll come into our Father, knowing every word you say is true. You're the one who is able, you seat us at your table. Everything we need is found in you. You said ask, you will be given. Seek and you will find. Knock, the door be open. You will answer every time. Oh, as sons and daughters, we're coming to our Father, knowing every word you say. The door will be open. You will answer every time.